Several hours have passed since Parker left to get help. Finally, he returns.
Not one of those fuckers stood watch? Ha! Watch this.
Ah, fuck, here he goes.
Get ready to die, motherfucker!
Hey, you. Don't be dumb.
This guy a friend of yours?
Nope.
Jesus Christ, dude, I was just fucking around.
What took you so fucking long?
Parker Standard time.
Fuck off. I had to track down Brown Bear and get a toad, dummy. Plus, I went to the Acropolis. They've got an opening tonight. We could do a gig. Aren't you guys gonna say hello to Brown Bear? Maybe say thank you?
Hey, Double B, how you been, man? Thanks for coming all the way out here.
Thanks, yeah, brother.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much.
No sweat, guys. We'll just put it on your tab. When the world goes back to normal, you owe me a security job. I'll inspect the ladies for you.
Quality control, huh?
Something like that.
Hey, thanks for grabbing that gig, man. It means a lot.
Whatever. Nobody appreciates shit. I busted my ass to get back here as quickly as I could.
You scared the shit out of us, man. Not just when you woke us up, either. You were gone a really long time.
Fuck. Sorry.
All good, man. Thanks again for taking care of it.
And so it's back on the road.
Ready to rock?
Let's hit it!
A few hours later.
Welcome to Scrappertown, boys. Where to?
The Acrop.
Let's head to the market first. We gotta go see Grandma and trade some supplies.
Sweet. I'm gonna get some supplies of my own.
I'll take the van to the shop. Come by later and I'll let you know where we're at.
Thanks again, buddy. We'll see you soon.
I'm gonna go to Grandma's and see what I can get for this shit.
I'm gonna go get some smoke and get a Doc Pep.
I'll go with you.
I gotta get my arms fixed. It's all fucked up from those pricks in the desert.
I need some guitar strings. Anyone else need anything?
I'm good.
Good? No, you're not. Your strings sound like shit. Your tone is awful.
You're right, Parker. You should just play my parts. You can play my parts, right?
And they're off.
Fuck off, Tony!
I'm just saying, man.
Come on, man. Knock it off.
Oh, where are you going, Parky? I got so much more to learn. Yeah, I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to learn from the master. I mean, he's really good.
You think Tony holds on to Ty's pocket when they're out walking around?
Holds on to something, anyway. All right, man. I'll meet you at the Acrop here in a bit.
All right, man.
Hey, you got any TaylorMades? You grow this shit? It smells weird.
No TaylorMades. Rolling tobacco only. Grass is homegrown. Use homemade fertilizer.
Is the fertilizer shit? Like, human shit?
Yes.
Cool. I'll give you 2 ration vouchers for an eighth, and you got any Dr. Pepper?
No Dr. Pepper. Very rare. Only Mr. Pibb.
Pass. Hard pass.
In some ways, shopping is simpler these days. In some ways, not so much.
Dude, come on. You know me. I buy from you every time I'm in town. Let me get some strings and some picks.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. And even if I did, those items are contraband. They're against the law. Perhaps I can help you find something else. Maybe by another name.
Fuck, dude, I don't remember the code name. You know me.
You're killing me here, man. Just guess.
Even in this new world, some have found ways to enjoy the finer things.
Damn, where'd you get this bourbon? Shit is smooth.
That's Pappy Van Winkle. In the old days, that fetched a pretty penny. Can't find it anywhere anymore. Better days, my friend.
Better days indeed.
Of course, it still helps to have friends all over.
Hey, Grandma, it's me.
Good morning, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Van's busted, so we're hanging around while Brown Bear fixes her up.
The Vanner, what happened?
Evil.
That cunt!
Totally fucked with us, just to fuck with us. One of his guys punched a hole right through our gas tank.
That sucks, brother. Hey, Mikey! Your car looks like shit! Fix it before you go out! Sorry, Mr. Howell. I'm super fucking busy. What can I do for you, brother?
Well, actually, I just wanted to see if you wanted any of this stuff. The repairs are going to set us back a bit.
I'm going to stop you right there, brother. I'm not looking to buy anything right now. Got 5 carts out there. We managed to bring in a good share of merchandise through scavenging, and I'm trying to keep our margins fat. I'll tell you what, though. You could always come work for me. Give your own cart, your own route.
Man, you know I'm trying to stay on the road.
I get it, buddy. There's more important things in life than, well, fuck scrapping. I just can't give you what you want right now. I'm sorry.
It's cool, man. I'll see what I can get rid of tonight at the show.
You guys doing a gig? Why don't you say so? I'll go for sure.
Yeah, man. Last minute thing. Parker got us in at the A-Crop.
Good old A-Crop. See you there, brother.
Good to see you, Grammy.
Good to see you too, handsome.
Later that night, the Acropolis. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and filth.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, you said
Blade Freebird.
Dan Fogelberg.
Ah, the A-Crop. Cold drinks. Good buds.
And I told the doctor it burns when I piss. And he said, Bobby, you're a man.
Oh, hell no. I remember in prison when a bunch of the guys got crabs. Oh, man.
Good, clean fun.
Man, fuck you, Tony. It ain't worth playing with you.
That's my dog.
Plus, the surf and turf is out of sight.
Neat.
Perfect for a business lunch.
So what's the story on the van, my man?
Bad news, homie. It's more than just the fuel tank. Your engine's fucked. I'm gonna have to rebuild it or replace the whole thing.
Fuck. How long will it take you to get the parts?
You been asleep, man? Hell, I might never come across the right shit. Best bet is to start from scratch. That'll take a while. Thundercarriage is out of commission.
Motherfucker.
Jan, I think we just found our guys.
Portland, Oregon, back in the day. The Acropolis was a staple of the Portland strip club scene back in the day. Locals and tourists alike were drawn to its raucous vibe and cheap steak. Plus, the girls would dance to anything you put on.
Baby, don't feel the reaper.
Hey, tip the dancers, you cheap fucks.
But when the shit hit the fan, tsunamis and earthquakes wiped out most of the cities on the West Coast. Wasn't long before the Arizona desert became beachfront property. Eventually, Sax, one of the early scavengers that founded Scrappertown, happened upon the wreckage which washed up on shore. He took what he could salvage and rebuilt the place. It became one of the most iconic speakeasies in the country. Sax made a fortune. Well, a fortune in ration vouchers and scrap, anyway.
Cocaine and money are the best!
He was so successful, in fact, that even the no-fun units on patrol would turn a blind eye in exchange for a taste. They'd get VIP treatment the whole night.
Oh, this cocaine is amazing! Ah, yeah. Hey, come over here, sweetheart. Let me see.
John Schuyler McKinley. In the old world, he was a promising young politician on his way to a promising career. Now, with no system left to serve, he hangs around here in the salvage yard of humanity.
The history of mankind is the history of taking the edge off.
Senator?
All this, the A-Crop, the girls, the booze, you guys. Since before we could even walk upright, human beings have been looking for a way to soften the blow of the human experience. Speaking of which, great show tonight. Get you a drink?
Thank you kindly, Senator. Didn't seem like the crowd shared your sentiment.
Hey, hon. Get the rock star here, whatever he wants. On me.
What do you have?
Got any Dr. Pepper?
Right. Let me check with my unicorn.
Just something without alcohol, please.
What, for like a job or something? Think I've got an old bottle of N.A. beer from the last time you were here. See if I can get the dust off of it for you.
Another one for me, too, thanks. I think she likes you.
I'm pretty sure hating everyone is a prerequisite for working here. Speaking of which, you seen Sax around? I need to settle up with him, and I'd like to catch him before he ducks out the back door again.
I think he's over by the blue stage. You know, when the world returns to its senses, I really think big things are going to happen for you guys. In the new utopia, there's going to be a need for entertainers. Betcha they get treated a lot better, too. You can be the first big rock and roll band of the rise of civilization. You'll be bigger than, what was their name? The Bugs.
You mean the Beatles?
Yeah, whatever. You'll be bigger than them.
And you can be the world's first openly deviant politician. It'll be very refreshing. Thanks for the drink, Mr. Senator.
My pleasure, young man. While you're over there, tell that well-traveled-looking blonde over there to come see me.
Another terrorist attack was narrowly thwarted thanks to the wise stewardship of our brave leaders. All hail the founding fathers of the new order.
Jesus Christ. I don't know why they pumped this shit in here.
Meh, doesn't bother me.
Hey, Sax.
Hey, brother. Glad I caught you. I was just about to...
Sneak off without paying me. Yeah, I know. Can we settle up real quick?
Sure. Let me see here. Ooh, okay. Sorry it wasn't a better night. It was just a last minute thing. And, you know, people don't party as much when the air quality is fucked. You know how it goes.
A mason jar of gas.
And a drink token each.
Come on, man. We normally get a gallon and some meal vouchers. Two of us don't even drink. We can't get anywhere on this. Our van is fucked.
Listen, I do sympathize, but I took a beating tonight.
A beating? This place is packed.
Look, man, it's the best that I can do on short notice. But look on the bright side. You got some great exposure tonight. People really, really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, man. Great. The van runs on exposure, and the dudes and I subsist on a strict diet of bullshit excuses. Thanks.
I can't believe how blind you are! You better wake up, dude!
Fuck. Not again. Excuse me.
Doesn't bother you? God, you need to wake the fuck up, man. This is all just propaganda designed to enslave you.
Here we go. Another barroom political analyst. Look here, Junior. We live in the Outland. What those dickheads say on TV doesn't affect us one bit. I'm just waiting for the game to come on.
You think they don't control the Outland? Pfft. Wow, dude. That's sad. Do you know what a sheep you sound like? You're just a slave, man.
Excuse us.
Hey, man, what the fuck?
And now, it's time for weekly sports competition.
What the fuck is your problem?
What the fuck is your problem? What do you care about my political beliefs?
I don't care about your political beliefs. I care about you acting like an asshole. This is one of our regular spots, man. We can't afford to get 86th.
Oh, so you're worried about hurting your image? Are you forgetting who got us this gig in the first place?
Based upon relationships me and the guys established years before you were even in the band. Relationships we've maintained by being polite and not being arrogant, antagonistic, adversarial assholes.
Oh, so I'm the asshole. You guys don't appreciate shit. I do most of the driving. I design all the merch. I write songs that nobody takes time to learn.
This isn't about what you do or don't do. You treat people like shit. You talk down to them. Take a look around, Parker. The world is ending. We have nothing but each other and a handful of relationships built through years of hard work. I love you like a brother, man, but I will not tolerate this shit. If you don't turn it around, there will not be a place for you in this band.
You know what? Fuck you. You are the most narcissistic, egomaniacal piece of shit I have ever met. You, your fucking band, your fucking vision are all a fucking joke. And I'm taking my songs and I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, fuck off. You can have them. Mind your business, people. Just a couple old friends having a chat.
Here comes our boy, Jan. Now let me do all the talking.
I always do, John. Mostly because you're always talking.
Jan, dude, the tude, not helping.
Nice bulge!
Huh?
Killer job out there, brada! The name's John Fate. This is my partner, Jan. We'd like to buy you a drink.
Oh, so now I'm your partner. That's news to me.
Not now, Jan.
Thanks, guys, but I don't drink, and though I'm flattered, I'm not much of a swinger, so if you'll excuse me.
Oh, man. Nah, man. We ain't trying to get that wee-wee. Not yet, anyway. We want to offer you a business opportunity. You might even call it a tour. A tour of paying gigs.
Ooh. Motherfucker. Well, hey there, little fella. What do you want?
Look at my butthole!
I suppose you're hungry. Sorry, little buddy. I don't have anything, unless... Here, hold on a second. Well, can't be any worse than the stuff they serve inside. Oh, no.
So let me get this straight. You guys are smugglers.
Couriers. Please. It's not our fault. Anything worth having is illegal these days. I'm simply providing a service to the fine citizens of the Outland. People need things. We fill that need.
So what do you need from us? We're just scrappers and musicians.
That is exactly why we need you. Jan and I have developed something of a reputation. We're famous, really. Can't go anywhere without being recognized. Troops from the city don't mess with, pardon me for saying...
Nobodies.
Unknowns, but yeah.
The targets are located inside. Orders are to capture, not kill, unless you happen to kill them, in which case, oops, am I right?
Good one, boss.
Got to warn the others.
Well, well, what do we have here? Hey, boys, as your commanding officer, I think you're due for a little target practice. Now, on the count of three, ready? One, two, three.
Hey, dickheads! Why don't you pick on someone your own fucking species? Fuck!
Reload! Fire! What the fuck is going on out there?
Everybody run for your life!
Holy fuck.
Sax, you are harboring wanted criminals. Send them out immediately.
What the fuck? My club! You blew up my club! You motherfuckers!
Everybody in here is a criminal, you dipshit. You gotta be more specific.
Shut the fuck up, you moron! Look at what they did to my club! You idiots! I have an arrangement with your superiors! What's your fucking badge number? I want your badge number, you fuck-
Good fight!
Parker?
No.
I'm so sorry.
He's gone, buddy. And we gotta get gone, or we're gonna be gone, you dig?
Dude, over here! Sax had it put in just in case we had to sneak out of here in a hurry. The tunnel leads to an access road.
What about you guys?
I treat my bar like a party at my house. Somebody crashes the party, they gotta go.
Yeah, well, we're gonna ask all diplomatic-like.
Thank you.
We're all in it together.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god! Hey, baby. You looking for a date? Hop in!
How did you guys manage to get out?
Call it a sixth sense, brother. I'm just lucky, I guess.
We got in the tunnel after the first shot.
Thanks, Jan.
They're not here.
They couldn't have gotten far. Alert Central Command.
6 years. He just started his seventh.
What's that?
He's been with us 6 years, man. It was just before winter when we picked him up. I've always had a very comfortable relationship with death. I think anyone who came up when we did has to. And man, we've all seen a lot of people die. But this is too much. I haven't legitimately felt grief since, well, since Mom and Dad. I've always feared what it would be like to lose one of you guys. But now that it's actually happened, it's nothing in the world like you imagine. It's way worse. I can't believe he's gone.
You know the last time I felt grief?
Huh.
My dog.
Jan! Look out!
What the fuck was that?
Jesus, Jan! Watch the fucking road!
I was watching the goddamn road. Thing jumped out of nowhere. It was probably just a deer.
Ah, fuck, man. That ain't no deer. That's a dead motherfucker.
What is it?
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. What the shit is that? Oh my god.
To be continued.